Our next presenter is Deborah Deacon from the Department of History and the Faculty of Humanities. The title of her talk is The Seduced and Dying Woman in Victorian England.
I'm going to tell you a story. A young woman around my age is seduced by a despicable man. He has his way with her, and he abandons her. She is shunned by her friends, family, all of society. With nowhere left to turn and nothing left to live for, she decides to kill herself. Now, that story may sound melodramatic, unrealistic, and downright ridiculous. And that's a good thing. But in the Victorian period, which was the greater part of the 19th century, English people would have viewed that story as a serious reality for any woman who had sex outside of marriage. Newspapers, novels, plays, medical, legal, religious texts are all filled with seduced women who attempt or commit suicide, are murdered, or die from disease or starvation. This connection between seduction and death was so widely accepted that when real women killed themselves, investigators actively searched for stories of seduction. For example, when Jane Cooper threw herself from this monument in 1842, investigators looked through her letters for Valentines. They questioned the men she knew to see if they'd seduced her, and they examined her vagina and uterus to see if she had deviated from the paths of virtue. Now, they didn't find anything, but that's besides the point. This connection between seduction and death was so popular, it came to be seen as a fact of life. But my research shows it had almost no basis in reality. Now, historians have written extensively about these seduced women, but no one has yet explained why they were all expected to die. That's where I come in. I've studied hundreds of representations of seduced and dying women, and I've noticed something. In all of these representations, a woman's chastity is seen as the most important thing about her. So without it, she would have no reason to live. Well, I believe that the seduced and dying woman was actually a tool used to enforce appropriate female behavior and sexuality. Depictions like these of seduced and dying women effectively warned all women that if they deviated from the paths of virtue, they might just kill themselves. Now, that story I told you almost 3 minutes ago may sound silly to us now, but many women still experience shame when it comes to sex. And though we've come a long way from the Victorians, we still have a long way to go. I hope my research will encourage us all to keep examining our own silly views on female sexuality. Thank you.